Well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. You're on the air with Evangelist CJ Lee, a.k.a. Dr. Lee, for your Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nugget.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, 760 AM radio listeners. This is Evangelist CJ Lee, a.k.a. Dr. Lee, coming with you live again this Saturday morning. I'm so excited to be here, to be able to share Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nugget, the Word of God with the people of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so good. How many of you woke up this morning just blessing His name, just reverencing Him and adoring and magnify His name, because He is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. What a mighty God we serve. Ha. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. I can't stop saying that. What a mighty God we serve. You know, back in the song, we used to sing that song, angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Let me say that again to remind us that we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. How many of you all believe out there in radio land? We serve a mighty God. If you was able to get up this morning and your right state of mind, activities of your limb, and able to just lift your hands up, you know right there, we serve a mighty God. Maybe you're not even able to move, but you can just say, thank you, God. You can't even, maybe you can't get out of bed, but you still can just tell them, thank you. You got people who don't even, some of them that have lost their limb, but they still bless God. They still magnify Him. They still glorify Him. So I tell you out there in radio land, I'm excited. I tell you I'm excited every Saturday morning, because every day with Jesus, it just gets sweeter and sweeter than the day before. Amen. Glory to God. Well, again, thank you for tuning in. And if you tuned in on last Saturday, you know we was talking about the theme, the heart of a worshiper. Let me say that again, the heart of a worshiper. And for those of you all maybe tuning in for the first time, that was our theme from last Saturday, the heart of a worshiper. And it was so much good meat and so much spiritual breakfast, I couldn't even finish last week. So I'm doing a continuation this Saturday morning, the heart of a worshiper. Amen. So I know I got my worshipers out there listening, and those about to embark and embrace upon the spirit of worship, I tell you, in for a mighty, mighty good time this morning. I tell you, you're going to start just worshiping God right now where you're. Like I said, if you're in your car and you need to pull over, just make sure the highways are clear and just slide on over. You have to get out the car and get your praise on, or just lift your hands up. I tell you, just make sure you're parked and you just bless God right there. Just begin to just cry out and just tell Him how much you appreciate Him, how much you love Him. Because I get up this morning like the saints used to say back in the old day, Father, I stretch my hand to Thee. No other help I know. If Thou withdraw Thyself from me, Father, where shall I go? Those songs back then, those words had so much meaning. They still to this day bless me real good. I tell you, they blessed me. I have to go back sometime. We got to go back where they said to the old landmark. Sometimes we got to go back to that old traditional music and the words that the pastors and apostles preached back in the day. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know, on last Saturday, our scripture was the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 23 through 24. Well, let's go ahead and get started with this morning, Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nugget. John, chapter 4, verse 23 says, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Verse 24 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let me read those two verses again. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our spiritual breakfast nugget continuation says, the more we know about God, the more we appreciate Him. The more we appreciate Him, the deeper our worship becomes. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. Let me read that spiritual breakfast nugget again. It says, the more we know about God, glory to God, the more we appreciate Him. The more we appreciate Him, the deeper our worship becomes. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, I know you probably said, well, she loves singing. I love singing. So here go another song. I'm going to give you these words. I ain't going to sing. I just want to give you the word. And some of you might remember, you might not. I ain't that old, but I just want to give you this here song. And the words say, real, real, real. Yes, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gave me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Let me say that again. Real, real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gave me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. Because he's so real to me. Is that anybody's testimony this morning? Is he real to you? Is he real to you? He's so real to me. He is so real to me. When I told you last week, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul began to cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I don't have to hear no music. I don't even have to hear no preaching. Because when I think of the goodness of God, when I can move my hand, when I got my right state of mind, activities of my limb, food, clothing, shelter, and transportation, that's right there. Make me thank him and praise him and love him so much because he's so good. You might be a business owner. You that business owner because of God gave you that vision. Bless him for the business. Bless him. Even if you want to become an entrepreneur, bless him for your new business. Bless him. Whatever you're wanting and believing God for, just begin to bless him. Begin to worship him. Begin to thank him. Amen. Glory to God. And then I want to just touch a little just on a few things from last Saturday for those that might be just tuning in this Saturday. Worship is an attitude of the heart in which the heart bows down before God. No one else is present. There are no thoughts in our mind other than God. Let me say that again. Worship is an attitude of the heart in which the heart bows down before God. No one else is present. There are no thoughts in our mind other than God. So when we wake up in the morning, that's when he said, don't go to bed with let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't go to bed angry and frustrated. Because see, when you get up in the morning and you're able to step out that bed, the first thing should be on our mind is, God, I thank you for another day. God, I thank you for allowing my family. I can hear them moving around in the house. Father, I thank you for a brand new day. As I said earlier, this every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. And you know what the words say. This is the day that he has made. Come on, y'all. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. My brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to know him so intimately that we can present him to others and can describe him from personal experience. From having seen him, from having heard his voice, from having felt his touch. He wants each of us to love him so much that it becomes contagious. Let me say that again. He wants each of us to love him so much that it becomes contagious. I got to say that one more time. He wants each of us to love him so much that it becomes contagious, that others will want to love him the same way. Our love for Jesus must be so contagious, others will begin to say, I want to love God like that person. I want a new relationship. I want to renew my relationship with God. I want to be able to describe him as the lover of my soul. I don't want to be inhibited in my expression of my love for God. I want the world to be able to see Jesus in me. Is that your testimony? Can the world see Jesus in you? Not just in your household, but everywhere you go, on your job, in the grocery store, at the gas station. The heart of a worship, the glory of God will always shine upon you. And people would know that we are children of the Most High God. My brothers and sisters, God is bringing in a new day of glory in which we are going to be able to pour out our love continually to him without hesitation, without any embarrassment at all. Our description of him must be in our mouths that he is altogether lovely, altogether beautiful, altogether wonderful. That's what Song of Solomon says in chapter 5, verse 16. He's altogether lovely. There's nobody like him, you all. There's nobody like our God. Can't nobody save us. Can't nobody heal us. Can't nobody deliver us. Can't nobody set us free. But God. But God. But God. He sent his only begotten son so that we can have life and have life more abundantly. Can't nobody do that but Jesus. They can call on Buddha. They can call on Muhammad. Whatever they may choose. But he said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue will and must confess that he is Lord. I pray that you woke up this morning the heart of a worshiper, glorifying and magnifying God. And if someone is just tuning in, we're continuing out the continuation of last week's spiritual breakfast nugget, the heart of a worshiper. Our scripture, God, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 23 through 24. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Let me read that verse again. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Our spiritual breakfast nugget continuation says, the more we know about God, the more we appreciate him. The more we appreciate him, the deeper our worship becomes. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. My brothers and sisters, I don't know anybody on this earth that's greater than our God. I don't know anyone that's greater than our God. I don't. But I want to take a minute and just let you meditate on what I just said. And I'm going to come back to you after this powerful, powerful selection by Pastor Dedrick Hatton. God bless.
We worship you in the Spirit. We worship you in the truth. We worship you in the Spirit. That's what we got. Lift your hands, everybody, to do. Lift your hands and worship him. We worship you in the Spirit. We worship you in the truth. The truth. That's what we're here today to do, Lord. We worship you. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. Into the holy, the holies.
Into the holy.
That's where we want to be. One more time, lift it up higher. After the high praise, we worship. Listen, don't let the lights and smoke fool you. Don't let it fool you. That's just things to compel them to come and to draw them. But it's the anointing that destroys every yoke, and that's what's here right now in the building. I dare you to just reach up right now. There's deliverance in the house. I feel chains falling off. I hear the chains in the spirit. I hear them in the spirit. They're falling off. And the very power of God is coming into your life.
Well, praise God. I pray that song blessed you real good. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're back live with Evangelist CJ Lee, aka Dr. Lee, for your Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nugget. I pray that these Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nuggets be uplifting, encouraging, thought-provoking, and life-changing. As I continue to expound on the Word of God, the promises of God, and insightful scriptures and words of inspiration. The Word of God for the people of God. And if you're just now tuning in, we continue last week's spiritual breakfast nugget. The title, The Heart of a Worshipper. Our scripture is the Gospel of John, chapter 4, 23 through 24. And it reads as follows. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our spiritual breakfast nugget says, the more we know about God, the more we appreciate Him. The more we appreciate Him, the deeper our worship becomes. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. Let me read that spiritual breakfast nugget again. The more we know about God, the more we appreciate Him. The more we appreciate Him, the deeper our worship becomes. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Again, we serve a mighty God. I want to share with you a story from Dr. Charles Stanley. I was reading one of his articles, and the title says, When God Brings Breakfast. Wow. Let me say that title again. When God Brings Breakfast. This story article just blessed me. It blessed me. Let me read it. More than 100 years ago in Bristol, England, George Muller instructed 300 orphans in his charge to sit at the table and then lead them in prayer of thanksgiving for bread. Bread he didn't have, but was sure God would provide. Let me say that again. Bread he didn't have, but was sure God would provide. A few minutes after the amen, there was a knock at the door. It was the village baker with three large trays of fresh bread. He had gotten up at 2 o'clock that morning to bake. After being unable to shake the thought that the orphans would need bread come morning. Soon after, there was another knock, A milk delivery wagon had broken down in front of the orphanage. The milk would soon go bad anyway. So the milkman offered it to George and his orphans free of charge. As this story illustrates, prayer should be our first response when we encounter needs in our life or ministry. God is faithful to provide. Let me say that again. God is faithful to provide. Let me say it for the Holy Ghost. God is faithful to provide, my brothers and sisters. We should continue to worship and thank God. Be grateful. God is using you out there in 760 AM radio listening. God is using us to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to people around the world in need of spiritual nourishment. The title of that article, When God Brings Breakfast. Amen. Now you can't tell me that this kind of breakfast here is not better than scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, ham, pancakes, waffles. I tell you, God's word is just it's real, real good. And on last week we talked about the definition. What does Webster Dictionary say about worship? The reverent honor and homage paid to God. Then you know I had to go to the Bible, and the Bible is full of information about worship. It just meat for the soul. I tell you, it's good. And the Bible talks about every decision is an act of worship. Joshua 24:15-16 talks about that. Worship is defined in detail an encounter with Jesus. Just like the woman at the well of Samaria had an encounter with Jesus in John 4:1-26. The foundation of worship is salvation through Jesus Christ. That's in the Gospel of John 4:10-15. Amen. Again, God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, let's look at those two scriptures in John 4:23-24. The first word that grabs you is worshiping in spirit. Now, worshiping spirit, which should reflect the fruits of the spirit. The first is worshiping in spirit, which should reflect the fruit of the spirit. And we all know the fruits of the spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. I want to ask you a series of questions. Does our worship produce love instead of hatred? Joy instead of sorrow? Peace instead of anxiety? Patience instead of impatience? Gentleness instead of cruelty? Goodness instead of sinfulness? Faith instead of godlessness? Meekness instead of arrogancy? Self-control instead of wildness? My brothers and sisters, if we can answer yes, then we are worshiping in spirit. Second is worshiping in truth. Does our worship reflect proper biblical doctrine? Psalm 71:22-24 talks about that. You can also read 2 Timothy 3:16-17, and also you can read Ephesians 4:17. Does our worship of God exalt him above all other things? The book of Romans 1:22-25 talks about that. If our worship of God exalt him above all other things, we are worshiping him in truth. Amen. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the broadcast, our theme this Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nugget, the heart of a worshiper. The heart of a worshiper. Our scripture we were using is the Gospel of John 4:23-24. Our spiritual breakfast nugget: the more we know about God, the more we appreciate Him. The more we appreciate Him, the deeper our worship becomes. The deeper our worship, the more God is glorified and magnified. I love what I read from Dr. William Temple. For to worship is to quicken the conscience by the holiness of God. To feed our mind with the truth of God. To purge the imagination by the beauty of God. To open the heart to the love of God. To devote the will to the purpose of God. And Psalms 33 reminds us we cannot separate worship from the Word of God, because that's what we're worshiping, His Word, and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our honor and respect for God should be genuine in the heart, which meant that God was to be praised in our life all the time. My brothers and sisters, God seeks people who will worship Him. Worshiping is something He wants. He knows it's good for us to worship Him. And speaking of spirit and truth, I love what Jesus, when He was echoing the prophets, when He said, worship must be sincere. Worship must be sincere. And then I was reading, it said, it does not matter where we worship at. External things doesn't matter if the heart isn't right. It doesn't do us any good to worship at any right place or at any right time. If our attitude isn't right, we can sing the right song, we can hold our hands in the right position, but if our heart isn't in it, it really isn't worship. Amen. And then that last verse where it talks about singing the right song in the hands, and if your heart ain't right, it reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. This is a very, very familiar passage. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the blood and the body and the blood of our Lord. My brothers and sisters, as I come to an end, still didn't get a chance to finish the heart of a worship. So tune in next Saturday for part 3 of the heart of a worship. I tell you, God is just amazing. He's just so amazing. I just love Him, and I bless Him. I bless Him. I bless Him. And I thank you all for taking time out this morning to tuning in to Evangelist CJ Lee, aka Dr. Lee, for your Saturday morning spiritual breakfast nugget. So you got to tune in on next Saturday for continuation of the heart of a worshiper. Tell somebody when you tomorrow at church and at work next week, so you want to tune in to the heart of a worship on 760 AM, the radio, thegospel.com as well. You can go there at www.760thegospel.com. And if you don't have that, you go there if you don't have the radio to be able to listen. I tell you, I'm excited about God. So until we meet again, I bless you real good in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed.
Until we meet again this time, next Saturday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. on 760 The Gospel AM radio station. You may also visit me at www.voiceofthunderministry.org, or you may call me at 615-471-4372. I bless you real good in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed.
From the north to the